Blog Talk Radio.
It's time to flip the switch. The Rabbit Ears Broadcasting Network is on the air.
Has anybody got the duck?
But you are something, let me tell you. You are really something.
I don't like putting my television on in the living room. I only do it maybe odd days, like you said, because I don't want to burn out the bowl.
You light on this, like giving me a bottle of water and leave the water out of it.
So what will you do, though? So, you poop your pants.
Because our opinion is all that matters.
I can't hear a word you're saying.
Well, in the scope of the universe, how is that, what is, how does that even matter?
Oh, yeah. Really?
Welcome to the 2G Show.
To the 2G shows, September 19th, 2015. We're glad you joined us here on the Blog Talk Radio Station. This is NG. Of course, I'm joined each and every show by the capable. He's funny. It's Gigi. How you doing, G?
What do you say? What do you hear?
All right, so we're glad you joined us here today, spending a little bit of your Saturday with us. Let's get some business out of the way. You got your telephone number. You can reach us, 619-393-6728. You can listen on your phone. You can also hit the one button, and that will get you in the show. And, of course, we're in the chat room at blogtalkradio.com/the2Gs. And we're both in the chat room, so we can interact with you that way as well. So, all right, Jay, last show of September. Boy, we're getting to the new year quickly. Man, it's unbelievable. So what do you got?
All right, well, before we get going, you know, this week we lost another giant in the sports industry, in the sports world. One of the greatest centers of all time. Doesn't get his due. Because of Chamberlain and, you know, and Russell and Kareem. But Moses Malone, I mean, was strict. I mean, this guy was a beast. I mean, in 83 with the Philadelphia 76ers, he took down the Lakers with Magic Johnson, Kareem, Worthy, and all those guys. But strictly, you could put him right up there with the best of them. He passed away at the age of 60 on a heart attack. And that's the second one in a row. I mean, the 76ers lost to Dawkins and Al Malone. But anyway, condolences go out to the Malone family. Also, we lost a giant in the sports announcing world. You know who Milo Hamilton is there, bro?
I do not.
Let's listen to this. Maybe you'll remember this call.
Here's the pitch by Downing. Swinging. There's a drive into left center field. That ball is going to be out of here. It's gone. It's 7:15. There's a new home run champion of all time, and it's Henry Aaron. The fireworks are going. Henry Aaron is coming around third. His teammate.
Milo Hamilton. He was been in broadcasting over 60 years. Passed away at the age of 88. Indulgences go out to the Hamilton family from the 2G show.
Okay. All right, brother. Let's move along here. Before we even get started, I want to do a shout-out to I had the privilege last Thursday of meeting the man that Dave Mason himself has called his greatest fan, named John Lear. They call him the Wizard. He's been to over 300 of Dave Mason's shows. Dave's also offered him a lifetime pass to these shows, but you know, John said, nope, it's an honor to pay for your shows. He had a business trip down here in Florida. I went down to meet him and absolutely had a great time. Hopefully one day he'll call into the show and share some of these Dave memories. But you know, as great a fan as he is, brother, as great a fan as he is, he never heard of Draw the Line. So I put that on, and we was singing crazy, Draw the Line in there. And so I had a great time, and hopefully one day you get to meet him, brother, and it was a good time.
All right,
Dave. I'm glad you had a good time with the Wizard, because for the longest time we always thought that you and I were the only Dave Mason fans. You know,
I told him that.
Out there, but so I'm glad you had a good time.
Thanks, brother. Okay, brother, last week, I don't know what to say. You know, football season started. Last week we played a game, and against Dallas. And you can't make this stuff up. Eli Manning having these brain farts. I don't understand what was going on with him. I mean, you have a 10, 12-year veteran making these mistakes. But besides all that, brother, the referees, and I hate doing this because I hate being like bringing the refs, but sometimes it's true, even when they admit they make mistakes. Brother, I think you need 4 hours. I need to give you 4 hours. So take as long as you want. Are you disgusted? I mean, I don't understand that game last week, brother. Get Dallas.
Well, of course, we only got a half-hour show, so I'm not going to take because I want your opinion also. But first of all, I want to say, Jennings, you got to keep your mouth shut. Regardless of what Manning says, I mean, you got to definitely keep your mouth shut on that. You can't throw your quarterback under the bus. Second of all, I just let everybody know out there that 2G's got the rights to Dumb and Dumber 3. And it's going to be starring Coughlin and Manning with a lot of special guests on that on there with McAdoo with the call and everything, because that was horrendous last 2 minutes. I mean, you cannot make this stuff up. How bad? I mean, we got a coach who's been coaching in the league for 20 years, two-time Super Bowl winner, Tom Coughlin. I mean, a student of the game. I mean, a coach and Eli Manning. I mean, I don't know what happened. He got kind of confused when there was a penalty, when Dallas called timeout, and they give the timeout back because it was a penalty. I mean, is there anybody in the damn huddle? Well, if Manning says don't score, the guy would say, look up, if we go win, we're up two scores. There's nobody in the headset. I mean, how ridiculous was that ending? I mean, it was the worst. And we went through a lot of bad losses with the Giants. I mean, from the start with the fumble in Philadelphia, to the flip of Anderson running to the end zone, to the being up by 24 in the playoffs against the 49ers. I mean, I could go on and on and on. But this one was the worst, because this was stupidity. I mean, all you had to do was score. You're up by two scores. It was a joke. And not only that, the damn refs, I'm sorry, I don't argue. You know, most of the time the game is, you know, they still should have won this stupid game by going in and scoring a touchdown. But and even Collinsworth, the idiot, is supposed to, you know, be smart up there when he says that when Manning threw the ball, he should have thrown in the direction of the tight end Fells. Because then it would have been passing the marriage. You dumbass, he was holding him. It's a hold. It's an automatic first down, half the distance, no timeouts. Then Manning, you could have knelt down. But, I mean, I've never been more disgusted of a loss than that. And then at the end of the game, they act like they won the damn Super Bowl. Calm down, Cowboys. You haven't won nothing. You haven't won nothing. Calm down. You won a game. Relax yourselves. I say act like you've been there before, but you haven't. So maybe that's why they're acting like that. But, man, I've never been so disgusted with a loss like that. I mean, thinking Manning, I don't know if he got hit in the head. Well, what was the story? And I just can't believe they don't go into the end zone. You're up by 2 scores. They got to go all the way down the field, get a touchdown, or field goal. Then they got to go for the sideline, whatever you call it. So disgusted. The onside kick, and get it back. I mean, if any of you would have lost, then you deserve it. But damn, that was their game. They blew it against the Cowboys.
I'm with you all on that. And it's funny, not funny, but I mean, your son Jay put something on my Facebook. He had this two dumb and dumber. You just said dumb and dumber, and you have these two retarded-looking Coughlin and Manning on the cover of the DVD cover. I mean, yeah, I don't make you feel worse or better when these officials admit they made a mistake. I bought two mistakes, that interference call, and then, of course, near the end of the game when the guy is holding him like crazy, they don't call it. And then I knew, brother, when it kicked the field goal, I tell you the honest truth, I mean this on the bottom of my heart, I turned the television off. I knew the Dallas would wrinkle down there. They couldn't get to Romo at all. They sit back. Then you get a guy who lets the receiver go in the end zone. He goes behind him. Why are you behind him in the end zone? You can't make this up. I mean, you know what I'm talking about, right? I mean, you can't make it up.
Yeah, he's trying to... He lets Witten go into the end zone. He's behind him. At this point, I mean, you might as well go in front of him. You got to go in front of him. Let him try to get the ball over him.
Exactly. It's absolutely crazy, but it just kills you. I mean, football's tough because you have a little week. You only get 16 games. You know, baseball, hockey, basketball, you can recoup a little bit faster. You know, next game, like the Yankees and Mets, which we go into. You have to say, Mets win, you're disgusted. You know, you come back today, the Yankees win 5-0. You feel a little better. The football, you don't get that. You got to wait another week, and it's that's what's so hard about it. It's just hard to do.
It is excruciating to wait. You know, you got to wait a whole week. You got to put up with all the assholes during the week about, you know, what happened, as if I, you know, I did it. You know what I mean? You know, what went on? What's going on? You know, go ask them. You know, I'm watching them. I'm not playing the game. But to make it even matter, I knew that was a bad call at the end when it was holding him. I'm yelling over here like a lunatic when it was happening to Collins. No one was talking about that all week. And not only that, they were saying, well, why don't you just run it on third down and then run it on fourth and then Dallas gets the ball on the one. No, how about running it on third down and getting the ball in the end zone?
Thank you.
You know what I'm saying? Why do they keep saying, well, Dallas didn't stop? Dallas wasn't going to stop him on that third down. They would have got the ball in the end zone. You know? They kept always thinking of the negative. They got a positive. They would have scored a touchdown. Game would have been over. And then Manning, I mean, when you roll out, you're throwing the ball away. You wanted him not to score, to run out the clock. But then you roll out and you throw the ball away.
You can't make it up. It's crazy. It's crazy. Really. I'm with you, brother. It's frustrating. All right, brother, stick with football real quick here. Before I'm going to move on to other things. What's going on with this Pac-Man? I mean, how long is this guy? What did he do last week? What did he take the helmet off or whatever? He banged on a guy's head? Did you see that with this Pac-Man guy, Jones?
I mean, the NFL can't get this stuff right. You have a Deflategate. You're going to give a quarterback 4-game suspension to letting air out of the footballs. You have a goon, this guy who should be out of the freaking league by now, of all the things he did wrong. He takes the helmet off of the Cooper there, and smashes his head into the helmet. He gets $35,000 fine. He should be suspended. He almost injured. He's smashing the guy's head into the helmet. So that's $35,000, and the Deflategate is 4 games. You can't make this up in this NFL. You never get anything right. You give him a suspension. Go let him explain that to the judge or whatever you got to do, an arbitrator. I mean, you're literally trying to hurt somebody. He's a goon. He should be out of the football, but I don't know how many chances this guy's got. And he said he would do it again. And then he had the nerve to say, I'm going to appeal the $35,000. I mean, this guy's lucky he's in the league, brother.
I'm with you there, brother. And, of course, the ESPN guys there, they let him off the hook. I'm so glad. I got to say something. Thank you so much for turning me on to That other show, that other pregame show. That's what it's called, people. It's called That Other Pregame Show on CBS. Way different. I don't have to sit there and listen to ESPN with their stupidness and then the NFL Network with their stupidness. So I'm so glad that you told me about that that show and that channel. Fantastic, brother. They're great.
You know, I almost forgot the producers let me know, but it's, you know, my Twitter page, Gary the Hat, D.A. Gary the Hat.
Oh, God. Who cares?
Gary the Hat. I was tweeting because when he told the Tony Gonzalez to yodel, I mean, I was dying. I was laughing because, you know, when he does that, what is that thing, that segment that they do? Just Right?
Yeah, you're talking about the, I'm trying to think what you're talking about. The pregame show with the guy with the glasses, Shine?
Shine. They were doing something. Yeah. You know, it was Just Right or the hype. But I don't know how it came about, but he asked Tony Gonzalez, can you yodel? And then Tony Gonzalez starts yodeling. I was falling off the couch. You had to see it.
Fantastic.
You know what I mean? But it's a great
It is, brother.
Pregame.
It is. I even like the Monday show, the Monday Night Quarterback. I like it. So, okay, brother. So, let's move around. Mets Yankees. This year they're playing six times. I like the idea. I wish they wouldn't play at all every year. But they cut it back to four games. The only reason we're playing six games is because we're playing the division this year. But I know yesterday, you were discussed it yesterday. I didn't even watch the game today. You had anything on the Mets Yankees, brother?
Of course I was discussed too. You're fighting for your player. The Mets. They got it. I mean, you know, these games are more important right now to the Yankees than they are to the Mets. But you're playing, you're coming off a day off, and you're playing the Mets, and of course there's a left-hander out there. Let's put our best hitter on the bench, RBI guy. Let's put him on the bench and put Murphy in there. I don't care who's it, lefty, righty, guy control with both arms, guy control with his feet. Who cares? This is the end of the year. McCann, who got no hitting because A-Rod's on the bench. The Sheriff, once again, is out. You can't count on him. So the only other option is McCann, and you have him on the bench. I mean, Joe, wake up. Would you please wake up? Of course, today he's got McCann in and hits a two-run homer, along with Beltran, which probably bothered the hell out of you because I know you can't stand him. Can't stand him. And that's like a slap in the face when something like that happens. But, we got the win. I feel a little better. We're still four games out. See what happens tomorrow night, and then we got the three games with Toronto. So, but everybody says the Yankees are in. They're not in, guys. Can't stand that. You're only up by four games. So, and you still got 2 weeks to go. A lot of time left.
Yeah, but I was at lineup last. I didn't watch the game either, Frank. Yesterday or today, I didn't watch it. I saw highlights, you know, my phone gives me alerts and stuff like that. But when I looked at the lineup yesterday, the Yankees, I said, wow. I mean, they told me the Mets used to be. Oh, that lineup, it was terrible. And today, of course, my phone says, don't try and figure it at home. I can't stand that guy. He stinks for you guys, too. Yeah, he gave you a good win, helped you today. Even, you know, he stinks. He's old, retired, can't stand him. But, and tomorrow's the final game, and we'll see what happens with Harvey going on the mound.
Let me just get one more thing, Adam, off my chest here. I met fans. Come up with something new, please. You're using that stupid the Boston Red Sox thing. The Yankees suck, okay? You guys suck for years, okay? You guys suck for years. Be happy you're in it, and come up with something new. Stop using somebody else's chant. I couldn't stand that last night when they're going, Yankees suck, Yankees suck. They're the greatest franchise in sports history, okay? Respect the Yankee shield, okay? And strive to be better, okay? But we are not the team that you got to try to beat. You got the Cardinals, the Chicago, you got the Pittsburgh and the Dodgers. Two of them, okay? Come up with something new, okay? Respect the Yankee shield, and strive to be better. Thank you.
I'm with you, brother. I'm with you. I mean, and you look at the Mets' record this year against those teams you just mentioned is atrocious. I mean, they're beating up in the NL East, which what they're doing is good. But, you know, I'm going to have to, next week or maybe the week after, I'm going to have to come out with my retraction and say, you know, I don't have to tell you about Collins. I can't stand him. I did a Mets win in spite of him. But the fact of the matter is I got to stop rooting for the Mets. I mean, I got to root for the team. And I can't stand him. I wish he would be gone. But I have to start, you know, saying, hey, the Mets got a shot. Let's do it. Let's try to win this thing. But I agree with you about the Mets fans. Not the Jets fans. The same crap. They're so miserable for so many years that all they can do is hate, you know. So I'm with you on that one, brother. All right, before, let's give me some numbers now. He has 619-393-6728. Chat room's open. We have Frank in there, which is good. Haven't seen him in a while. I got to say something real quick, brother, before we move on to maybe some TV shows. I love Donald Trump. I love him. CNN, the debate, 22 million people watching a Republican debate. 22 million? Come on. They all go after him. But yesterday, during one of his rallies, you know, someone stood up and made a comment, you know, taking questions and said, you know, we know Obama is a Muslim, the guy was saying, and blah, 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 blah. And people are going after Trump now because he didn't correct the guy. Why isn't his job to correct the guy? Let the guy speak his mind, and that's it. You know, it bothers me. If he would stop the guy, people would say, oh, you don't let him speak. He don't say anything. Well, you should have protected the president. Give me a break. I love Donald Trump, brother. Any thoughts on that?
Well, I know you're like, you can see how disgusted America is with these politicians.
Okay? Thank you.
I mean, the job of a politician is supposed to be exactly what Trump is. Well, forget about being a billionaire, you know, but a guy who works in the industry, runs for office, is not a politician.
Okay? Right.
But so you can tell how disgusting people are with the politicians that you know, that Trump is up there and he's running for president. He can possibly, I don't know. I'm going to get your take on this Windows thing. But one of the drawbacks was that they asked him a question about other issues besides, you know, trying to get the, you know, the budget down or whatever. And he says, I'll learn it on the job. So I don't know how you feel. It'd be like you or me. I'll go be a quarterback. Like that was advocating. Go be a quarterback. And I've never played quarterback position, bro. And I'll learn it on the job. I don't know how you feel like that. And do you know possibly if Trump could possibly win this or, you know, eventually somewhere along the line they'll back out?
Good question, but no, I don't think he's going to back out. I think he's got an excellent chance of winning it. I'll be honest with you. When you listen to him, a lot of times he says the same thing over and over again. I'm going to make America great again. I'm going to do this. You know, he's very short on specifics. I agree with you about that. But you're right about what people are discussing with these politicians. I don't know how many times they're up there saying, I'm the only one on this stage who does this. People are sick of the politicians. I don't mind that Trump might not know every single name and foreign policy. Because you know what? We've got 16 months to go. If you surround yourself with some good people, that's what presidents do. Presidents surround them, supposed to surround themselves with good people. I have ultimate confidence in Trump that he can really learn, not learn on the job, but as we get closer, he can keep learning and learning and learning. So I'm not bothered by that. But he does have an excellent chance of winning it, brother.
One of the things I really like about Trump is that he never backs down what he says. He says it. He stands by it.
Right. Thank you.
You know, these other guys who wimp to because they want to please this part of the continent or this part, you know what I mean?
Right.
He don't care. He's telling you the way it is. This is me. This is how I am. If you like it, vote for me. If not, you don't vote for me. And that's one thing
there
I like
you go.
About.
There you go, brother. And absolutely. So we got more time to talk about Trump as we go along in the election cycle. We got a long way to go. We're getting down to the last few minutes here. So what about TV shows, brother? AGT has just wrapped up. What are your thoughts on AGT, America's Got Talent?
Well, I guess most people watched it, so we're not going to give anything away. I don't know if they recorded it.
Go ahead.
But anyway, I think they got it right. I was a little worried there because, hey, listen, I don't want anybody to get on my case. They had a kid up there who got hit in the throat with a ball. He has a stuttering. He's a comedian. But let me tell you something. In an hour show, he can get maybe two jokes out. I mean, is he worth? He's funny, but I mean, it was just to me, it was annoying. I want to get it out. Get, you know, I mean, babbling on there. But I'm nothing against the kid being up there. That's fine. You know, go do what you got to do. But to win the show, I think they got it right with the ventriloquist. The guy was fantastic. I mean, every time he went up there, you know, it was something different, and he made you laugh. So I think they got it right.
Yeah, I'm with you, brother. I mean, the stuttering comedian there. I mean, great story. He's funny, no doubt about it. But the fact of the matter, he wasn't the top guy on that stage. I mean, I wouldn't even put him in the top 10. I mean, the ventriloquist was fantastic. I thought the guy who does the mind reader guy, brother, amazing. But I think they got it right. And I have to say this. Howard Stern came on this show 4 years ago when I was against it. I said, no, don't bring Howard Stern on this show. It's going to ruin it. Let me tell you something. Howard Stern was fantastic. Took the show seriously. People thought, oh, he's not going to take it seriously. He took it seriously. He gave the best feedback any of those judges in 4 years. And he's leaving now because I guess they want to move the show back to L.A. or whatever the case might be. But I thought Howard Stern was fantastic on America's Got Talent, brother.
There's one thing, if you don't know anything about Howard Stern, is that when he does something, he's going to do it to the best of his ability. That's one thing about Howard Stern. Of course, he worries about his name and everything, and he wants to, you know, keep it. But that's one thing about Howard Stern. If he's going to do something, he's in it 100%. He's leaving now, not because they're going back to L.A. They are going back to L.A. because he's not on the show no more. Oh. It was just getting to be too much with that and trying to do his radio show, which that's his number one gig. So it's probably interfering a little too much with his radio show.
Yeah, and again, brother, I really think he did a fantastic job. If you're an AGT fan, you got to admit that Howard Stern did a great job on that. So I was really pleased with him. And sorry to see him go. And it'll be interesting to see who they're going to pick up now going forward. All right, brother, we're getting down to the last few minutes here. I want to do a shout-out real quick for a new show I watched. It's on Netflix. And I like Netflix because they put the whole series up there. You know, you don't have to wait week after week after week. And the show is called Narcos, N-A-R-C-O-S. And I tell you, brother, 10 episodes was fantastic. About the Pablo Escobar and all the drugs. So that was fantastic. You have any entertainment news, brother, before we get off?
No, I'm finally, you know, Fear the Walking Dead, if you've been watching that one, it's finally, I'm finally getting into the third episode, whatever it is, third episode, it's good. And I can't wait, it's a few weeks away from the Walking Dead. So I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, I do like to Fear the Walking Dead, and I hope they get some of these characters on the show. All right, brother, we're getting down. She's in my ear, 90 seconds. So we'll be back in 2 weeks. But final thoughts, brother.
First, I want to say, Pops, we miss you. It's been 7 years this week.
Yes. Yes.
We really, really, really do miss you. I can't believe it. Yes. It's been 7 years. So anyway, it's, you know, we do miss you, and we love you there, Pops. Thanks to everybody around the world, wherever you're listening to it, on your iPads, your phones, whatever you're doing. Keep listening and tell your friends about us. Great job, bro. Adios, muchachos, and everybody, take it easy.
Yeah, same thing. Miss you, Pops. Been 7 years, September 16th. Join us in 2 weeks. Thanks for listening, everybody. Tell your friends about us. And like I said, we'll be back, 5 o'clock. So for Gigi, this is MG. Good night, America.
Something is missing.